Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Brothers on the Pile by James Washington, New York, USA. My name is Jimmy. I'm a professional firefighter in New York. In my many years of service, I have worked in only three firehouses, and we treat each other like family. When we hear 5555 ring out, we know that a brother or sister firefighter has died in the line of duty. On the morning of September 11, 2001, things were okay around here. Some guys were in the kitchen drinking coffee, some were upstairs. I was in front of the truck watching people go by. Like always, people were in a rush and didn't even look up. Then it hit. You know about that. But what you don't know is about some of the guys who came to help. One guy named Phil helped out. He acted like one of us, worked as hard as any of us. His turnout gear was even black. I did not even know that this guy was not FDNY for several days. He never wore the jacket, or I would have seen it did not say FDNY on it. Phil is a mountain man type who rides horses, climbs rock cliffs and stuff. I know that now, but then he was just another brother working on the pile. I do not remember him showing up. It was like he was always there. He worked all the time. I would go home and rest and see my wife and so on, then be back 6 or 7 hours later. I worked my rotation, but mostly I was on the pile the first few days. We all were. I would see Phil digging on the line, even crawling out of a hole. He was always around and always working like hell. He never spoke. The guys were not chatterboxes on the pile, but he didn't say anything. If he had said, "Pass me the line," or anything, I would have known he was not from the Bronx. He pushed himself so hard I had to ask if he had eaten anything or had any water. Then I heard his accent, and I was blown away. Who was this guy? What was he doing here? I didn't ask then. I kept seeing him for days, looking for him because I wondered how long he'd keep it up. Most guys that come to help last a few hours and then they're gone. This guy is there night and day, all the time, working like he has a brother lost in the pile. Turns out he is a brother, just not FDNY. He's from a small town in North Carolina and works most of the time on the bus, an ambulance. He didn't know anybody who was lost that day, but he heard the news and took time off the job to help for a couple of weeks. He told me that as far as he could tell, we were all family, and he was there to do his part. Take it from a brother. Phil is the man.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.